On the heels of a season-opening 44-13 win over the AFC North rival Cincinnati Bengals, the Ravens now find themselves setting the pace in the division and opening the season with a win for a fifth year in a row under head coach John Harbaugh. Good evening and welcome to Ravens One-on-One. I'm Jerry Sandusky, delighted to be joined by Ravens tight end Ed Dixon. Ed, great to have you with us tonight.
Glad to be on, Jerry. Thanks for having me.
You know, it's the cruelest of professions in what you do for a living, because come Monday, Tuesday, you're either in a great mood or it just feels like I can't wait for the next Sunday. So the good news is you start in absolutely grand fashion. The bad news is you're behind the curve now for week two because you had a play on Monday night. There's just no break for you.
Yeah, it's a tough week coming off a Monday night game and then going in a short week, have to get back on, going on the road and have to play again. So the first thing that comes in mind, you win or lose, you got a fast transition to get back to next week.
And throughout preseason and throughout training camp, and even back to the OTAs, when from the sidelines we'd watch some of this no huddle, some of the hurry up, some of the things you were doing with the passing game, we thought, all right, this could be a more productive offense, a more high-octane scoring offense. I don't know how many of us thought 44 points right out of the gate. Is that what you anticipated?
Well, we didn't know. I mean, when we implemented the two-minute, the fast play style of play, you got to find your niche, because everybody's 2 minute is a lot different with the skill set you got out there. The sky's the limit for us. So we didn't know. We wanted to get on the ball and run as many plays as we can. I mean, when you go fast, the next tempo after that is a little bit faster. So first live game, you don't know what to expect, but we wanted to aim high and score a lot of points.
And a 44-point start, not a bad place to build from.
Not a bad place at all.
So you win the coin toss, and in the previous 16 years, if the Ravens won the coin toss, especially in the season opener, you would defer.
Defer.
Were you at all surprised, like we were, that we win the coin toss and you said we elect to receive?
Oh, not at all. Being an offensive guy, our mindset is get on the field and put those points up in a hurry. I mean, we still got a great defense here, but different mindset. And on offense this year, we want to take an aggressive mindset. We want to be the type of team that attacks and score a lot of points.
And I know Cam Cameron and John Harbaugh are not the kind of coaches that script the first 15 plays of a game. So at what point did you know the play that you were going to use first, the 52-yard throw to Torrey Smith? Was that right after kickoff, or was that part of the game plan going in? Because I'm sure as a receiving core member, you were thinking, hey, this is going to be fun.
We knew about that play the second that he called it. You said it right. We're not the type of team that script the first 15 plays. We get out there and we feel like, oh, we're feeling pretty good. We want to take a shot, we're going to take a shot. If we want to feel like Ray Rice is feeling pretty good, we want to run Ray Rice, we're going to keep teams unbalanced, and they got to be ready for everything we got to throw at them.
And so you get 52 yards right out of the gate. You get a field goal on the opening drive. Nice to get Justin Tucker settled in. So all of a sudden, things are starting to click. At what point in the first quarter did you start to feel comfortable and, okay, the season's now underway and there's a flow here? Because you guys looked really natural very early.
Well, I think we were comfortable going into it. I mean, the guys had a lot of reps. I mean, it's just myself. I wasn't out there for a couple weeks in the preseason that I had to get acclimated to the game speed and stuff like that. I think the other guys, they gelled pretty good. They were ready to go since jump. So it's only a couple other guys that really didn't play that much that need to get acclimated. But we proved that we were ready to go. And from the first drive through the last drive of the first quarter, I think we were ready to go.
You mentioned some of those other guys who needed to get up to the flow. As you get to the line of scrimmage, and based on whether you're on the left or the right, as you turn your head sideways and you see Ramon Harewood, Kelechi Osemele making their NFL debuts on an offensive line that is suddenly radically transformed from what we saw a week ago. How were those guys on the line? How did they do in the game? And what was the emotional tenor with so many young guys up front?
Well, I didn't even notice that they were in it until I seen Ramon. I said, Ramon, you starting?
What are you doing here?
you're starting. But those guys are such professionals. They came out and they took care of a job as the starters would come in and do. So that pays homage to those guys, the work they put in over this last training camp. They came in and started like one of the starters. So we were deep at the O-line, and it helps us out as injuries, natural injuries happens, we have guys that can fill in spots and big spots on the whole line.
Yeah, nine guys now on that offensive line, and all nine have game experience now after last night. All nine have started at some point, so that does give you some versatility up front.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm just excited for the places that we're going, and we just want to continue off a big win like this. The one thing in my mind is don't get complacent for the next week, and going off that topic, because we started the year just like this last year, beating Pittsburgh, and then we laid egg on the road. My mindset, and I know the team's mindset, is take care of business on the road this week against Philly.
That's right. The first road trip, it's straight ahead. It's a couple of miles up the road, 90-minute drive by bus at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. When we return, we'll talk with Ed Dixon about how to change the outcome from a year ago when the Ravens lost on that first road trip. That and much more as we continue on Ravens One-on-One with Ed Dixon tonight here on WBAL and WBAL.com.